Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now to talk about the Falcons and much more, Josh Harris. And Josh, as you join the program, it's Carl and John. And we want to first say congratulations, man, on the Pro Bowl. It's a big deal. You've been doing this a long time, bro. And congratulations on getting the nod.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys having me on, and yeah, thanks. It's been a fun experience so far.
You know, Josh, I mean, you're a local guy here. You went to, you know, you're from Carrollton, went to Carrollton High School. You've gotten to spend, you know, a good bit of your career here. You know, I know you, you know, you were cut and then literally came back the very next day. You know, talk me through a little bit about this last year or two. I mean, you are, I think, one of the only, what is there, four of you left from the Super Bowl team? There's not many of y'all left, and you've been one of the kind of the key cogs about this franchise through the changes that have happened over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a truly a blessing to be able to stay close to home, you know, close to family and friends to play for the Falcons. I mean, it just really, you know, essentially a childhood dream, you know, come true, capped off by being able to stay, you know, in town and play for the team that I grew up cheering for. You know, I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be, you know, given this opportunity, but, you know, the way that I just, you know, the way I learned early on from guys like Matt Bryant and guys like that in the locker room that, you know, just kind of take that mentality of do good today so they'll bring you back tomorrow. And, you know, I think that's something that I still strive to do and, you know, not get too up or too down, you know, through the course of the season or through the course of a career, and just attack each and every day and try to go out there and do my job and be a part of the team.
Josh Harris, our guest, guys. Falcons, Lions. We'll ask Josh about the Lions coming up here in just a sec. But your job is unique because, you know, on the offensive line, for example, guy misses a block, quarterback gets sacked. You know, there could be things from an assignment standpoint that we may not know about, and the guy ultimately gets blamed. But, Josh, if you screw up, everybody knows it's your fault, right? I mean, like, if it happens, everybody's looking at you like, oh, come on, man, the snap's got to be there. How difficult is it to do what you do when it really is a specialty job in the NFL? It's what you do every day. Like, it's not like you go and you do all these other drills. You're literally snapping the ball every day.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, there's nowhere to hide, you know, when you mess up at the snapper position, because, you know, obviously everybody pretty much knows right away, you know, what happened. And it really just, you know, for me, just comes down to, you know, the training, you know, during the off season and during the season, just that repetitive motion and just giving, you know, your body that muscle memory, something that, you know, is built in so that when you're in those moments, you know, you're not thinking about, you know, oh, I need to do this or do that. I mean, you're going out there, you've got a job to do, and, you know, trusting the training that I've put in just over the years and relying on that, you know. And on top of that, there's, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, goes into it than just snapping the ball. You know, you're talking about on punt, yeah, you got to snap it, but then you're responsible for a blocking assignment, and then you got to run downfield and, you know, and try to make a tackle and, you know, field goal. You're not just snapping the ball. There's a little bit of blocking that goes in there, but then, you know, I'm trying to do my best to give the holder perfect laces. You know, I know that my ball rotates 2.25 times from the time it leaves my hands to the time the holder catches it. And so just trying to make his job as easy as possible so that we can operate, you know, as a unit. And so I can't do my job without those guys and vice versa.
Falcons long snapper who gets to change his name to Pro Bowler Josh Harris now joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Josh, what's the biggest thing Arthur Smith has brought to this franchise, and what have you been most impressed with from his time thus far?
I've just been impressed with everything. You know, I've really enjoyed his approach to the game. You know, just the way that he's come in and embraced the situation and seeing, you know, kind of what we have here, and also, you know, just bringing you know, that physical element to the team. And I've just really enjoyed learning from him and working with him and trying to you know, become the best version of myself that I can be. And I think I speak for everybody, you know, when I say that, you know, we appreciate his leadership and his guidance. And obviously we're trying to go out there and put his fingerprint, you know, on everything that we do, whether that's in offense, defense, or in the kicking game. And, you know, we're trying to just get a little bit better each and every day and keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep working hard.
You talked about old man Bryant a little bit earlier, Matt Bryant, friend of the show. Now you're dealing with, you know, Koo. Tell us what you think about Koo. He's been very consistent and I think surprisingly to a lot of people, very good here in his young, short career.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of what Koo's been able to do since he's been here. I mean, he just every accolade, everything that he's gotten, he's worked and he's earned. You know, he understands the nature of this business, and he's, you know, early in his career was put through the ringer, and he knows that his job is to make ticks. You know, and that's what he's done. And I'm just trying to be in a support role for him and make sure that I'm giving him, you know, a good snap that he can trust, and you know, so that he's not having to worry about anything other than just kicking the ball. But he's done a tremendous job, and the work that he puts in on the field, off the field, off season, in season, it's really fun to see him have the success, because it's really no surprise that he has, you know, because of the work that he's put in.
Josh, I got to ask you, you guys played Carolina a couple weeks ago. You were on that Auburn championship team with Cam Newton. Just from being down there, that's one of the most absurd seasons. I just turned 50, so I've seen a lot of college football in my life. That season, that national title year, has got to be one of the more absurd seasons that you've ever seen from a guy. I mean, Cam Newton was just a physical masterpiece that year, leading the conference in rushing, and just what an unbelievable year. That had to be watching close up, just ridiculous with how good he was that year at Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a very special year for us down there on the plains. And, you know, Cam played a huge role, you know, in our success down there. And, you know, it was a total team effort that year. I mean, we had a team full of guys who bought in and who were, you know, going out there each and every week playing for the guys next to them and, you know, for the logos on the helmets and the names on the back of their jerseys. And, you know, that's a season that I'll never forget. And, you know, obviously Cam, like I said, played a big role in that. And to see him have the success that he did, I was glad that he was on our team, you know, and there for a while, it was tough to watch him, you know, do so well somewhere else at this level. But, you know, he's a great guy and he was a great teammate. And so those times together in Auburn are something that I'll always remember.
We're talking to Josh Harris, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. John in for Mike today. And Josh is going to the Pro Bowl, longtime snapper for our Falcons, and rightfully so, deserving honor. What about Kyle Pitts, man? He's going as well. Tell us what you see every day. And he's put up, you know, really good numbers. We were talking with Coach about this yesterday. And, you know, he's come in and done a really good job as a young rookie.
Yeah, he has. You know, he really has. And so it's been cool to see him grow and develop over the course of his rookie year. And, you know, just really looking forward to seeing, you know, what he's able to do moving forward as well. You know, I was joking with him yesterday after we found out that we were both going to the Pro Bowl. I said, hey, man, you know, I said, don't forget about me when we get out there. You know, we got to hang out or do something out there. And so we just had a good laugh about it. But really, really excited for him. I mean, to have that type of success and stuff in his rookie year, just really, really happy for him. And, you know, the sky's the limit for that guy.
How did you find out, Josh? What would walk us through the process about how you found out that you're going to the Pro Bowl?
Art made an announcement after practice was over yesterday, and it was a really cool moment. You know, a lot of the guys were really excited, and that meant a lot to me. I mean, just to have the support of the team. You know, like we talked about earlier, you know, this is a position that you know, really only gets any recognition when stuff goes wrong. And so when to get some and on the flip side of that, you know, and to hear the congrats and the you know, just the happiness from my teammates and coaches and people in the building for me, you know, that was really special. And then ultimately when I got home last night, my family, my three kids and my wife Cameron, they surprised me at the door when they came in. They had a bunch of balloons. And when I opened the door, all my kids were like, "We're going to Las Vegas!" You know, it was really funny because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, my 7, 6, and 3-year-old, they don't have any idea what Las Vegas is, but they were fired up, and so it's going to be a good trip for sure.
That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah,
again,
man. Great stuff.
Well deserved. Carrollton, stand up. 10th year in the league, and John talked about it. Time at Auburn and time with our Falcons. We just wanted to congratulate you, man, and these are some of the positives that have come out of this season. I know we want more wins, and maybe we'll get 3 more here before the end of the year, but Josh, enjoy this, man. Thanks again.
Yeah, let's get a home win Sunday, Josh.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.